5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
Bill's top 10 farthest away listeners.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Furtherest? You know it's furtherest.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Listening to the Rush Hour.
I feel good.
Nice to have your company. We love everyone who listens to the Rush Hour, and there are millions, and they're all around the globe, funnily enough. So Fat today is in charge of his top five farthest away Rush Hour listeners.
Furthest.
So we're getting to that. Also, Johnny Hastings, our man, the big all-rounder for Victoria and, of course, Australia back in the day. And now a business owner and battling because he's not allowed to open either of his businesses. But we're going to speak to the big Haystacks. Clangers of the Week, care of Amy. Oh, she's a nice-looking show, this one. Hello to you, Fat.
Oh, g'day, Jimmy boy. Great to be with you on the first day of spring, Jimmy boy.
Yes,
how good.
Please.
And a lovely day also. But looking forward to that furthest away, the remoteness of the people that listen to us, Jim, in Israel and Poland and Finland, where it's -32 degrees. And I've just covered it all there, Jim. But g'day to you, Rabs.
A big heart and an even bigger hairstyle. It's easy to see why Vinny Cotoggio will forever remain a son of Carlton.
Vinny Cotoggio.
Oh, what a great man too, Vinny Cotoggio. Remember we had him on Great Names of the 70s or whatever it was?
He was
fantastic.
Didn't they have a really good mosquito fleet back then, Carlton?
Yes,
hey, Jimmy, speaking of footy, the three AFL planes are taking off to the Gold Coast today with over 400 league officials, club staff, families, media, and, of course, Gary Ablett and Andrew Mackie and Damien Barrett.
Yes.
They're all taking off today. So good luck to everyone there. Announcement tomorrow. So if Gil goes up today on the plane, Jim, and he's in Queensland, he'll be quarantining, of course.
That's it.
Can you see him announcing any other state than Queensland for the grand final while he's in Queensland?
No. Well, for two reasons. Firstly, because you're right, he's actually in that part of the world. Yeah. And secondly, both of the major newspapers today have flagged the fact that the announcement will be Queensland tomorrow, and I doubt that they would have gone off in the holster, Fat, if they weren't already aware that that was the case.
Yes, exactly. But imagine if he'd said, by the way, it's Perth. And you can't do it. You just can't do that. So that is good. Also, Port Adelaide.
And they've earned it, Bill.
They have.
Before we get off they have earned it. Yeah. They have almost single-handedly kept the competition going this year, Queensland. Congratulations and thank you to them.
Yep.
So they deserve to be rewarded with the grand final.
And a late run by Perth, but their premier hasn't helped at all, Jim. So he out.
No.
And we all love Adelaide, but that'd be a nice little third probably. And then, of course, Sydney, we're never going to go there. So speaking of Adelaide, Port Adelaide midfielder Sam Powell-Pepper has agreed to a new contract extension. He's had a really good year,
Very
Jim.
Good.
And so has, of course, Charlie Dixon, who has signed
big
on
Cheswick.
A three-year deal. He's 29, signed on for another 3 years. So good on him. Rue. Rue got that one wrong. Remember, he said he was going to go to Brisbane.
Jeez. Come on, Rupert.
Well, that was remember, Kane Corns, he's not happy with that. Director of another club saying that.
Kane Corns not happy with anything.
No, that's right. No, you wouldn't want to go to happy hour with him down the pub. He'd walk in and it turned to sad hour.
Unhappy hour.
A couple of games tonight, Jimmy boy. Hawthorn take on the Adelaide Crows, Adelaide Oval. Couple of nice ins for the Crows. Talia and Crouch come back. But have a look at the ins for the Hawks. Stratton comes back. Frawley, Burgoyne and Impey. So good ins there. Who wins that, Jim?
Hawthorn.
Crows, are they a chance to win their first game?
Well, of course they're a chance. But if you're asking me who I'd bet on, not that I ever do, I would say Hawks.
All right. And then the next game, West Coast Eagles taking on Essendon at the Gabba. West Coast, geez, they need to have a good win up in Queensland. Mm. They've got to get going again. Yep. So they've got a young side. No Josh Kennedy. They'll miss him, of course. He still hasn't recovered from the concussion. But what about the ins again for Essendon? Hurley and Heppel comes back. Their skipper comes back, Jim.
Nice.
And I see, of course, Yes, Rabs. Danaher playing after a short week. So second up. I tell you what you don't.
Yes.
I wouldn't back him second up.
Mm.
I think he probably should have a spell and just get himself right again. I would have thought, but I'm not picking
also,
the side.
Also, Barris and McGovern to deal with as well. So, yeah, interesting.
Interesting there, Jimmy boy. And the Tour de France, one of my specialties. Oh. I love to watch this. Just the viewing and the scenery over there in as they drive around or ride around bloody France is magnificent, yes. Jim. And I've got something here. We've got an Aussie. His name is Caleb Ewan.
Caleb Ewan.
Who is a star, a sprinting star. And he won stage three with a magnificent late burst. Have a listen, Jim.
Sam Bennett qui va remporter sa première victoire sur le Tour de France, à moins que Caleb Ewan ne revienne dans le final. Caleb Ewan devant Sam Bennett.
C'est le monde de face, c'est qu'il a eu.
Jim, that was French.
Bill. No, thank you.
French.
That was French.
French. French. That was in French, Jim. That's the only audio I could find.
Thank you, Bill. Well, it is the Tour de France, it's not surprising that it's in French.
Do you know, have you ever heard of Caleb Ewan?
Never.
Well, he's a superstar in the making. He's only short, he's 165 centimetres, but I think he was something like 17th with about 400 or 500 metres to go, and he just come from nowhere, down with the fence, got inside, wiggled his way through and won. So well done to him. That is a great effort. And can you believe it, Jim? I caught up with him after the. I did, Jim. I caught up with him. He only said, I want to talk to Anthony William from the Rush Hour. I caught up with him after stage three and I said to him, I can't believe, Caleb, that you're here.
The Tour de France was something so distant from Australia, something that we just watched on TV. And, you know, I can't believe I'm even here. And then to win a stage is, a real dream come true for me.
There he is, me old mate, Caleb.
How did you...
And Bill edited the last bit where he finished by saying, and did you just call me Caleb?
Yeah, Caleb.
Oh, that is a good effort. So well done to him. Plenty of footy coming on tonight. A big announcement tonight. Oh, yes. It's all happening, but we've got a big show on. And I see Johnny Hastings. He just wants to get on the phone and have a chat to us, Jim.
All right. Well, let's get stuck into that next on the Rush Hour, Rabbits.
On the Triple M app and on your radio, this is the Rush Hour, JB and Billy.
If you're only going to take one test wicket, you want to make it a good one. And our next guest did just that, removing South Africa's AB de Villiers. Here to preview Australia and England's one day in T20 series, it's Frankston's finest coffee maker, John Hastings.
Here he is, the big Haystacks Calhoun. Welcome to you.
G'day, JB, Bill, Rabsy. How are we, boys?
Every time I hear that wicket, I remember it at the time, but it's the big flying buffalo, Tubb Taylor.
I tell you what,
one of my all-time favourites.
Every time I come on, I literally go on YouTube it after that. I forgot I played a test match until I speak to you boys.
Actually, so did I, to be honest.
Righto, Bill.
I tell you the other thing. I'm not tipping into that, Haystacks. You're a star. The other thing about it is this, that every time, Fat, I crack the shits about the position we're in, this stupid bloody lockdown and the draconian garbage we're ploughing through.
Yep.
I give myself an uppercut because I think of our man Haystacks. He's trying to run a gym and a cafe, and they're both bloody shut on you, Johnny. Where are we at with this, please?
Oh, I tell you what, it's been brutal out there, JB. It has, mate. I think we've only been open, we've been closed 157 days in the last 6 months with the gym, so that's diabolical, but... Yeah, the cafe's still ticking along doing some takeaway, which is nice, but it's pretty quiet out there. Hopefully, Dangerous Dan will be able to give us something a bit of hope or something on Sunday, but it's pretty brutal, and hopefully we can just keep doing the right thing and it gets back to normal soon, eh?
The roadmaps are coming out on Sunday, Jim. I think you'll find there'll be two roadmaps, one for regional, which will be okay, and then good luck.
I don't live in regional.
Well, I do.
Neither does Haystacks.
well, it should be down there, nearly Haystacks. You should be. I tell you what, that's
Hang
why.
Hang on.
What?
It should be. You're right. It shouldn't even be metropolitan Melbourne.
No, that's what I'm saying, down your way, down Mornington and down Frankston, where you are. And no wonder I can't get bloody fit. I'm fat as a fool because the gyms aren't open, Jim. That's Daniel's fault, Andrew's fault. If he had open gyms, I'd be all right at the minute. Now, tell us what's happening. Let's go with Sheffield Shield season coming up. Victoria, have a new coach also, mate.
Yes, Bucky Rogers. I'm really pleased with that appointment. I texted him as soon as I found out. I think Maxi Klinger, Brad Hodge were the two other names that were being considered, and I think they've done well. He's done his time up in Brisbane, and he's taken care of the Australian under-19s for the last few years and coached really well with them. He's done a little bit over in England as well with Somerset. So I think it's time for him to get a head job coaching role. So I think he'll do really well.
Right. Oh, look at
sure. Bill. No, Jim.
You think that's Chuckle Baby?
As soon as
let's
I
look
that,
at your idiot head. Gonna...
Jim, Rabs is carrying on like a three-year-old here. I say good on him. If he can get the bloody coaching job, good on him. He's been a star. How are they looking, the Vics? Are they going to play some kids?
I think they will. Yeah, I think young Will Sutherland's probably one that's going to look to step up. Matty Short, Seb Gotch, guys like that.
Yep.
And then... you know, you've still got James Pattinson, Maxwell Finch when they come back. But, you know, I think it's going to be time to blood some young kids for the Vics. They've had a pretty bloody good 15 years, Bill. So I think that they're going to look for that next generation. So, yeah, that will be one challenge. But I think Chris Rogers is probably the good man to go in and do that because he spent a lot of time with the next generation coming through of Australian cricket. So he'll know exactly who Victoria have and have identified them to be able to play a role early on.
I've got my concerns about Seb Gotch, Haystacks. I think he's too tall to be a wicketkeeper.
I'm not sure he can actually see over the stumps at some stage. No. If he crouches down, he almost gets trodden on, but little fella.
Oh, come on. Now, any role for our man, a bowling role down there?
No, I'm actually doing a bit of stuff with Frankston. So, I'll be... doing a bowling coaching role with them. I'm actually going to play cricket this year as well for Q with one of my really good mates who's captain coach there. So I'm looking forward to that. There's a few of us that are really good mates that are going to go around on a Saturday if and when the season gets up and running.
Yes.
Oh, well, sounds good. Well done to you playing with some mates at Q. Do you have to pay like $10 for ball fees or something like that?
I'll be bringing the old matchsticks, the cream puff. I've had to pay my subs bill, and I've also just had to order all the uniform. I couldn't believe it. I'm jaw nearly dropped to the floor. I was thinking, hang on, surely I can get a free hoodie.
is that Weeksy, the coach there at Q?
It is. Chris Weeks, one of my really good mates. So he nearly broke the record last year or the year before, I think, for most runs scored ever. So hopefully, I think Matty Brown from Melbourne, who captained them in the first 11 last year, will be coming across as well. So we'll have a good side. We'll have a bit of fun. That's what it's all about.
Exactly, mate. Hey, is the IPL started? And is there any Aussies playing?
Yeah, I think actually Chris Lynn is either in the Caribbean or he's gone to the IPL.
Well, I've been watching the Caribbean, St. Kitts v. whoever it is, and Chris Lynn's been playing there.
Yeah, so he's there. I think Nathan Coulter-Niles is the one from Aussie that's gone over to... they're in Dubai, so I think there's a little bit of conjecture about... because Dubai have different quarantine rules to Abu Dhabi, so I think there's scheduled games in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, so then they're just trying to navigate their way through that, and it'll be interesting to see. But, it's just a strange time in the world to try and get sport up and running, let alone try and live your daily life. So,
what about Pat challenge. Cummins? Washing off three bricks, $3 million.
He'd be shattered not to be there, let me tell you. $3 million, that's... you'd almost need a trailer to get that home from Dubai, wouldn't you? It's a lot of money.
$3 million.
Oh, it's a ridiculous amount of coin, but he's a superstar.
Oh, no doubt about it. Now, do you think that a bowler can captain Australia in any form of the game, a fast bowler?
Well, having done it for the Melbourne Stars and come dead last and only won two games, it's pretty tough. It's not ideal. But I reckon for continuity, if something did go wrong and he, you know, had, God forbid, had another stress fracture or something like that or broke down with a hammy, I think... just for the consistency point of view and the message you want to get across to the playing group. And I reckon it's tough. It always has been for a bowler. There hasn't been too many over the years that have been able to do it really, really well. So,
Haystacks, now I'm going back a bit here. I reckon it's about 1983.
Yep.
A Shield final in Perth, this is fact, between Western Australia and Queensland. The two captains in the game were Dennis Lilly and Jeff Thompson.
And, not this bad.
100% true. Yeah. And in the Queensland team that Jeff Thompson captain Greg Chappell was playing, and in the WA team that Dennis Lilly captain Rod Marsh was playing, so they had two perfectly good captains sitting there, but somehow these two fast bowlers were captain. Haystacks, speaking to the WA blokes playing in the game, they reckon it was the funniest shit ever. Tomo was trying to have three leg slips. He didn't even know the rule that you couldn't have that many behind square. He was having four gullies. Like, they just, some of the stuff they were coming up with, they reckon they had no clue, either of them.
Could you imagine the toss, Jim? They'd look at each other and go, are you batting or we battle?
Come on, boys.
Oh, you can imagine it. We're not very bright fast bowlers. So
no, you're not. Hey, so the T20s against the POM starts Saturday morning, 3 a.m.
Yep.
Anyone else there? I see Maxwell got 100, and also who else did well?
Big Stoin, the big Stoin.
We see that Philippi. Gee, doesn't he hit them well?
I hope we do. I think if anything, he's going to play in the T20. But you know, for me, I think that the T20 squad's really exciting. You've got Sean Abbott there. You've got Riley Meredith, who's a very, very good young prospect from Tasmania. You got AJ Tye, who's back in the fold as well from being out in the wilderness for a little bit. He had a shoulder injury last year, so he missed a good chunk of the season. But I'm excited by some of the youngsters in that squad. Hopefully we do see Philippi, because he's an absolute gun. I absolutely love watching him last year in the Big Bash. So fingers crossed. I just can't believe how well our boys have come back. They haven't played any cricket. Maxwell's gone and blasted 100. Stoinis, 4 for 80. Wadey's bombing sixes all over the place. So they're looking really good.
Wadey, whose cricket bat, the handle's actually longer than the wooden bit. They're the stupidest cricket bats I've ever seen a human being use.
It's extraordinary. When I picked one up one day, I was like, is this a long blade? He goes, no, it's just a short blade, long handle. I said, what's the sense in that, you idiot?
What is that?
Mate, Bill, seriously, the handle bit is longer than the wooden bit. They're the stupidest cricket bats I've ever picked up.
What's the go there then, Jimmy Boy?
Well, he's not a big man himself, so he's obviously adjusting his equipment.
Righto. Did you ever have...
He gets a better swing at it if he reckons.
Righto.
It's a feel thing. Yeah. Wicket keepers.
Hey, so did you ever have a Excalibur, the no-shoulder bat?
No, I didn't have one of those. Oh. What were they called? Blue tongues, weren't they, or something like that?
Excalibur.
I don't know. Well, back in the old days, Lance Cairns used to use the Excalibur, which looks like Nick Blakey from the Sydney Swans.
Hey, what about your fast bowling mate Peter Siddle heading down to Tassie, mate?
Yeah, I spoke to him when he was in quarantine. He was, I'll tell you what, he's fit. He rode down with his mate down to our cafe a couple of times during stage two, I reckon it was, and he looks super fit. I'd never seen him
look
that good. The old bananas. So no, I think he'll do a great job. I'm really disappointed that Victoria couldn't have offered him a sort of a similar role, just to be a mentor, play a few games, bring on the next generation. So he jumped at the chance to do something like that down at Tassie. So I think that the plan for him is to play this year and then look to sort of upskill himself in the coaching ranks. So I'm really disappointed that Victoria couldn't come to some arrangement to get him over the line in that. But he's a superstar. He's a good man, and he's been around for a long time. So it's Tassie's game for sure.
Well, he's become a very boring man, so he'll fit in well down there. Now, let me just say this to you, Big Haystacks, getting back to the one-dayers especially that are coming up. Glenn Maxwell has to play in these for mine. He's got way too much talent not to be in our 50-over side.
I agree. And look, the way he started this tour, he started with 100. So I think if there's a spot there for him, well, we really have to try and find a spot for him, I think. If he's in form like he is, he's the world's best fielder. And he can manipulate those middle overs and finish off an innings like no other. So if he's in form like he is, I think he has to play. You know, he's just, as you said, JB, he's such a talent. Hopefully this last 6 months in lockdown has just straightened him up a little bit, and he can get his head right and you know, have a good long run at playing for Australia.
And Virat Kohli, we understand that his beautiful better half is expecting a baby during the time they're here playing test cricket. Will the great man come at all? Will he come and go home? How will that work?
Geez, it's going to be interesting, especially with what's going to happen around quarantine rules and all that sort of thing, with travelling to and from and what's going to happen. Look, if it was me, I'd be going home for the birth of my first child, but not too sure. He's a very serious man, Virat. He loves his cricket, but knowing him, I'd say he'd probably come to try and play some part in it and then scoot home whenever, you know, it gets pretty close. So it'll be an interesting one to watch.
You know, my old man, Haystacks, and my older brother is 54, so we're talking a long time ago, of course. But the old man, as you know, old Stixie was... you're talking about young nude nut. But the old man, the legend, of course, played 100 games for WA back in the 60s and 70s. He turned up to the birth of my oldest brother with his whites and spikes on after playing grade cricket.
He played
district cricket that day, and the nuns, because the nuns used to be the midwives in those days, Haystacks, the nuns kicked him out, said he wasn't showing them and his wife enough respect by turning up in that state, so they booted him out.
Or do you go and have a beer at the pub and wait, or go get a change of clothes?
How good's that, Jim?
100% was not there when Mark was born because he was inappropriately dressed, and the nuns said, you're not allowed in.
That is unbelievable.
Well, the old man might have just shaken off a district day to be there for the birth of his first son.
He probably took six for. He was swinging them around. He took six for and
nipping them everywhere.
Bloody 115-kilometre big hoopers. All right, so what are we doing? The strong row former and the Mr. Frankie, we're just waiting. To keep, what's this space, Haystacks?
Yeah, we've got we're very lucky. We've got Mr. Miyagi coming down tomorrow night and Thursday night. So they do a pop-up out of our shop, and it was really good. They came down about a month ago, and people come and pick it up within their 5K radius. So that'll be good. I'm looking forward to a feed with that, Bill. I'm sure you would too. No
wax
doubt.
On, wax off.
But, yeah, we'll have to wait to see what Dangerous Dan has to offer on Sunday for his roadmap out.
With the Miyagi thing, Johnny, can people get involved in that, or is that already sold out? What happens with that?
Yeah, the Thursday's just about sold out, but there's a few spots on Wednesday night left. So there's a link in our Instagram, Mr. Frankie Cafe. So, yeah, if anyone's down in our area, get on board. It's bloody good food.
Bloody that's fantastic.
Mr. Miyagi, superb. And, of course, you've linked up with Christian Canute, my man at the Rusden Winery, so you're going to have some beautiful syrup to enjoy as well.
Syrup.
Oh, did a tasting with him online the other day, JV, and geez, they're nice. You weren't wrong.
Beautiful.
The old Rusden.
A tasting online.
Well, that's where we're at, Bill.
That's where we're at. It's unreal, isn't it? all right, mate. Good on you, Haysto. Great to speak with you. Go the Aussies Saturday morning at 3 a.m. and good luck with Mr. Frankie and the strong reformer.
Thank you, Bill, JB, Rabsy.
Well done, great man.
It's the Rush Hour on Triple M coming up. Bill's top five. Furthest away listeners of the Rush Hour. JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
Whether you're from the United States,
like when I went to Hoho,
a tiny island,
Guacamole,
or even Sweden, we want to hear from you.
We are looking for our farthest away listener. That's how you say it, Bill. Farthest.
Furthest. It is furthest, Jim.
On Triple M's Rush Hour.
Now, Fat, I've had my top five, and it was very, very nicely constructed. That was back end of last week.
Yeah, not really.
And what we said was, if you want to nominate to be mentioned, and there are good prizes too attached to this, it's Bill's turn Tuesday next week to pick his top five farthest.
Yeah.
Or as you say.
Furthest.
Anytime you want to join in, Bill. Furthest away listener, then you're going to come up with your top five. Now, we've got some honourable mentions.
Yes, we have.
Before you, and now I know you've got some, but a couple I just want to mention. These are people, Fat, who have been with us for a long, long time. Members of the Triple M family, members of the Rush Hour family.
Yes, indeed.
I like the package. Randy Package. Yes. Long time listener from the mid-north coast of New South Wales. Still not sure why, he reckons. There's got to be better radio shows up here, he says. Must be my love of Fat's joke. Jim's natural arrogance and Mumps's button fiddling. So we like Package. He's always been one of our boys. And Shane Kelly, he might be the original farthest away listener.
I think so, Jim.
Still tuning in here in Ireland. More often, the podcast is now with a new time slot. Used to always catch you live, by the way, and love every second of it. Nice to see you from Shane. And I like this one too, Tilly Matt 82.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in Qatar in the Middle East.
Qatar.
And it's hotter here than one of Bill's TikToks. So that's nice. What do you got there, fat?
Well, they've come, as you said, Jim, unbelievable response. They've come from far and wide and some funnies, some very good funnies before we go into honourable mentions, okay? And then we go into the furthest.
Okay? yes.
Righto, Tatura.
Oh, yes.
We've been to Tatura, Jim, but we have. Piss on Fat's mouth every time I visit the toilet.
That's because you're on the in the urinal.
I am in the urinal, exactly right.
Yeah, that's it. With your mouth open, looking really stupid.
You're looking very, very stupid indeed. Mm-hmm. Also here I've got Brad Dorr said, listening from Geelong, dump of a joint, lucky to get reception here to listen. And yes. I like this one from Bear Simo.
Oh, yes.
Ararat, Jim.
Oh no,
Jim loves that joint.
You got remember
in,
that?
You got
that,
in trouble.
That was on Big Bill's house.
Yeah,
where I said something like, "Imagine if you're living in the biggest dump of all time, like Ararat." It just came out. I didn't mean. Anyway, they cut up, especially Scotty Turner,
didn't he?
The Tickles Turner cut up enormously rough.
Leighton, long-time listener. I'm an Aussie farming sheep. In the north of Israel, Jim. Hmm. An Aussie farmer, he's farming sheep in the north of Israel.
That's amazing.
Which is unbelievable. Yep. Also, Anthony Rasso in Thailand with my mate Gav. I like Maddie Boundy, who said Cockburn.
Mm. Oh, no.
And my last one, Jim, because there's been some good funnies, actually.
Yes.
This is Michael Armstrong. I'm a line marker. He drives along in the truck, Jim, and does the lines on the road. I am currently listening on podcast in New South Wales at a place called Drildry.
Drildry, your joint.
That's where I grew up, Jim.
And now, I know this.
Then he's going to Hay, and then he's going to Ivanhoe, which are out the middle of nowhere, Jim.
Line marking in Hay.
So well done to him. I like that.
Well, Jay Dezeal, I was in the Maldives on my honeymoon and managed to get you guys on a live FM stream.
How good
Train Wreck Radio while I was listening to Bill interview Archie Thompson. I think we all remember that one. Beautiful place, by the way, the Maldives. And Rory O'Connor, listening in Saudi Arabia.
Wow.
You lads remind me of being home. Well, genuinely made me homesick.
Hey, how good, that's good hearing that, Jim.
Well, they'd have poxy bloody radio in Saudi Arabia, so no wonder we're entertaining them there. All right, top five time.
Well, honourable mentions also. So, what do you want to do, Rap?
We got some prizes for your top five as well.
Well, they better be vouchers because we're sending them a long way.
Will be vouchers, a pair of Blundstone boots, ultimate protection, ultimate comfort. See the four ends at blackwoods.com.au. And our mates Ryan and the boys at neverlandstore.com.au. You've got a $100 voucher to give away there as well.
All right, this is the honourable mentions, Jim, for the furthest away listener, okay?
Yep.
So, of someone from Greenland, someone from Finland, someone from Poland.
Yes.
Someone from Sweden. Do you know in Finland at the minute, Jim, it's minus 32 degrees?
Oh, come on.
Also,
well, did you say, hang on a minute, did you, in that honourable mentions, did you just mention Russia?
Well, I'm about to mention Russia, Jim.
All right.
Moscow, see how we love to run. Oh, wait. Hey, Moscow. What year were those Olympics, Jim?
1980?
1980, yes. Yes. And also Austria. But they can piss off Austria. They think they're Australia, but they're not. Well,
what happened to Sweden?
And Sweden.
All right. Rabbits!
No.
Oh.
You were saving that.
Oh, righto, let's go. Tim, wait for this.
All right, come on.
Here we are, the top five.
Top five.
Furthest remote towns, cities, hamlets.
Farthest away listeners.
Hamlets that listen to the Rush Hour. Top five at number five is, you won't believe this, they're both 16,100 kilometres away, Jim. Denmark and Charlotte. Denmark, Jim.
What are you buying ABBA for?
Haber are from Denmark, you dick.
They're from Sweden.
They're not from Sweden. They're over the border at Denmark.
You are.
That is our fifth furthest away spot. Denmark and Charlotte, North Carolina. You know who's from North Carolina?
Who?
Michael Jordan.
Ah, very good.
16,000 clicks away. At 16,260 clicks away, Stuttgart, Germany, Jim. The Luftballons.
Yes. Nina.
Nina, like how it. Good. 99 Luftballons or red balloons in English. That is Leon Quinn.
Quinny.
Yeah, he's from Nectar, actually, near Stuttgart. Right. And also BT Czar, originally a Gippsland girl, now in Stuttgart, Germany.
Wow.
And she loves my jokes and she loves me. Good
she
on you,
doesn't
darling.
Doesn't like either of them, funnily enough. Yes.
Mm. Righto. Also, now, coming at number three, Jimmy, is Toronto, Canada.
Ah. Like your pants around your feet. Oh, no.
Who's that? What's that song?
We haven't played that for a long time
I
on
like
this station, Rabbit.
Pants around your feet. Pants around your feet. Wowee.
We banned them from Triple M.
We did. For good reason. 16,324 clicks away, and that's Alvin Purple, 87, from Toronto, Canada.
Nice.
Every bloody day he listens.
Good.
I know you've got here, Jim, 30 minutes of happiness.
Yes.
All right. Number two, the top three are all from Ireland, but number two is from Dublin and Hilltown, Ireland.
Mm.
Great spot, Jim. Here we go. You listening?
I'm listening.
Good.
I like the musical accompaniment you're putting into your thing here.
Ramsey's helped me out there, I must admit. Toronto. So that is from a couple of boys over there in Ireland. Patrick Mack, 1973. I live in Dublin, Ireland. Love the rush hour. It should be on for 2 hours. I don't get to listen. It would be good to catch the podcast. And the other one is, hang on.
Enough of that one.
This is number one.
Seamus Parr. He's from, where is he from? County down in Ireland. But our number one, Jimmy boy.
Yes.
And here it is here. And it says, Mr. President, King of Geelong, Rabs, Jill and Maddie.
Oh.
John, listening from, I won't say it yet, and cannot be overlooked for the most remote area in the world.
Yes.
They've got a footy ground there, which is 20 feet away from the Atlantic Ocean and doing our best to win an AFL flag.
Atlantic. No, there's a T in there. Atlantic. Yep.
Atlantic Ocean, 20 feet away, Jim. Love your work. Bill, you're a legend. Rabsy laugh is brilliant. Jim is the best in the business.
Yes,
I lived in Melbourne for 7 years listening to the show, and I love it. And his name is Jim. What was his name?
Oh.
Sean. Sean from Galway. She played a fiddle in an Irish
band, but she fell in love with an Englishman. Bill.
Yes.
That's Ed Sheeran.
Yeah, I know, but that's
He's
Galway
not
Girl. No, but the song.
Oh, right.
Galway Girl, Jim. Great song. Galway Girl. She played the fiddle like an... Yes. So that is well done to Sean from Galway.
In an Irish band.
It doesn't matter, Brad. Shut up.
Well, it does. It's the lyrics.
Well done to Sean. But, Jim, you know where he is in Galway, which is the west coast of Ireland.
Yes.
And they've got the Galway Magpies footy ground.
Yes.
And it's in swampland, but it's 20 feet away from the Atlantic Ocean.
Atlantic is it, yeah.
So that's our furthest listener. That is 17,368 kilometres away.
Right, so instead of sort of doing it in a way that's comedic and inclusive, you just absolutely did it by kilometres from our studio.
Well, the furthest, literal. Jim. The title was...
Just took it really literally.
The title was The Furthest, and I went literally. The
and
furthest.
Therefore, not as entertaining because you did it literally.
No, I thought it was good, actually. I thought that's very good radio. We'll bottle that up and
rabbits,
put it on the podcast.
What
does Sean get?
Well, Sean can get a pair of Blundstone boots. You can check them out, blackwoods.com.au, because they are the ultimate protection, ultimate comfort, and they're bloody good in cold climates like Galway Island. We'll give someone a $100 Neverland store voucher as well, the home of Australian streetwear, Bill.
Might be a friend in Toronto.
Okay.
Mm.
Not a friend in, say, Russia?
Hey! Moscow tea!
Oh, no.
Oh, hey! Moscow, Moscow.
Coming up next, we're touching on the Amy Clangers from round 14 of AFL action, and Bill's good got work, a, Bill. Hopefully a good joke.
The Rush Hour's Clangers of the Week.
Oh, no. Oh boy, wowee.
Who covers Clangers? Amy does.
Lucky you're with Amy.
Oh, another Falcon. That's a flush Falcon as you've ever seen.
Lossett.
Lossett has got Sharon printed all over his mush.
Hand pass to McGrath for Essendon. Kick to half forward. Oh, play flew on his own. And he just, I don't know if he locked it in the lights. It was Hooker.
Penderbury's handball to Chris. Got some space for the middle of the Gabba. Oh! Had a bounce and left it behind him. Had a bounce and forgot that maybe the actual Sharon's going to come back to me. He just kept running without it.
Westcock to Butters to the advantage. Beautiful handball. Takes a bounce. 50, 40, 30.
Oh, he fell over himself. He tripped over himself. Oh, it was like a big bundy in front of him. Coming down bloody Mount Everest. He fell over his own feet.
That was funny.
For Amy, they are the Clangers from round 14 of Triple M footy action. And round 15 continues tonight, straight after the Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
We did discuss this at the time, Fat. What is it about a Falcon that is as funny as anything that could happen in a game before? A bloke getting hit flush with a Sharon in the face is just as funny as it gets.
Well, they're not ready for it. They think that obviously someone's going to mark it and just go bang on the head. And they go, oh, fair dinkum. Oh, should have probably marked that. So, no, you're right. And we laugh. And it's like getting hit in the nuts, to be honest. We laugh at that every time too. I don't know.
Why do we know how uncomfortable that is if it were to happen to you. Now, addition to Jim's wall, by the way.
Oh, who we got?
See it just behind my right shoulder there. That's prime time, Jim. That's prime. Jim in his prime. mid-20s, Jim, and by geez, oh, by jingoes, by crikey. There was a conga line, Bill, out the door. And for very, very good reason, you can see that for yourself. No. How do people get access to that, Bartholomew?
If you actually do want to look at it, Triple M Rush Hour, Instagram and Facebook.
Prime smack.
What are you talking about,
Jim?
Have a look at the wall of Jim. It's just an unbelievable thing. Now, tomorrow.
Yes, who we got,
Jim? Hump day quiz for a start.
Popular.
Tomorrow.
Popular.
Not really.
Popular.
Not really. I just don't know how these quizzes keep getting penciled in, but they do.
You know why?
Because we need something.
They soak up some time.
that might have been the reason. I was trying to avoid actually going with that, but that is the reason.
Yes.
And then a special guest from the Brisbane Lions.
Oh, who we got? We got Johnny Hutton or Mark Zanotti.
Mark Zanotti.
Johnny Gastevich.
Johnny Gastev.
Someone along those lines, Richard Champion. We can get him to sing the anthem.
Oh, no. Come on, champs.
All right. So that's coming up tomorrow. Now, Fat, something today humorous.
Well, I've had some very good feedback on my dog joke.
No, you didn't. Yesterday you had three that were all poor.
Well, I was down the beach and I had a dog called Shark, but probably a stupid thing.
That didn't work. So go with one today.
Okay.
In the day with a laugh. This is Billy's joke.
Okay, Jimmy boy, one for you. A woman was playing golf and hit a man very close to her. He put his hands together between his legs, fell to the ground and rolled around in pain, Jim.
Yes.
She rushed to him and offered to relieve his pain as she was a doctor, luckily enough, Jim. Reluctantly, he agreed, Jim. She gently took his hands away, unzipped his pants and put her hands inside. She just massaged around there just to make sure everything was okay for a few minutes and asked, "How does it feel?" He replied, "Yeah, feels great. Feels great. But I think my thumb is broken."
Oh, no.
Oh, Jim, he just let her do it. Come on, golfer. You can't do that, mate. Just say to her.
Just
me thumb. It's me thumb, not me.
It's not appropriate.
Just when, like last week, you allow yourself stupidly to think he may have turned the joke corner. Like he just they weren't bad. So you sort of go, he may have got the hang of. Now these ones this week have just been disgracefully bad.
That's not bad.
No, it is. It's real bad.
I think
it's
not appropriate.
What?
I think it's appropriate.
Don't you carry on like a five-year-old when Haystack said something funny and you carried on like a pork chop. Anyway, a bit of sound plum boomba. Boomba. Sound plum boomba. Wah, wah, wah.
Anyway, Kev has tears in his eyes.
Come down the stairs, Jim, tears in his eyes. And he said,
no, thank you.
Hey, let's go, let's go. Team on the run.